I was first made aware of it probably around, gosh, I want to say 6:15, 6:30 Friday night. And that was from a third party, a member of the College Station Fire Department. After that, I was notified by our guys just to let us know. Basically, what happened was it's the construction site there at Texas and University, the site of the old Plaza Hotel. And there was a gentleman operating a backhoe, and he thought he was digging in the proper place based on where he saw the gas lines marked. And it is an inexact science sometimes. And when he dug down with a track hoe, it hit a 4-inch gas main, and therefore we had the gas leak. Our guys responded, and it was a two-way line, which allows us the luxury, quite frankly, of being able to squeeze it off on either end, on one, you know, two different ends. And because it's a two-way line, you have gas flowing in both directions. No customers were cut off, and so we're always glad when we can do that. We never like it when gas lines get cut or anything like that, but if we can squeeze those lines off and not have any customers lose service, that's one ray of sunshine that comes out of it. Unfortunately, because of the busy nature of the intersection that's there, we did have traffic blocked off as a safety precaution there at Texas and University. We also had three hotels, the Hampton Inn, the Fairfield Inn, and the Super 8s, all in shelter-in-place orders. And even then, the folks who were staying there could still move about by foot. They just couldn't drive. That was the only thing. You don't want electric starters or anything that could cause a spark in a situation like that. Our guys responded, got the line squeezed off, and got it repaired, and everything's back to normal now.
And about what time was that?
We got the line squeezed off, and therefore the gas was no longer flowing into the atmosphere at about 7:50 Friday night. It does take a little bit of time to get these things taken care of. It is not one of those things where we have to be pretty precise. It also, because it was a Friday night and it was after hours, you have to mobilize crews. We had to call in four guys, and, we're not the fire department. We don't have folks sitting there 24 hours a day ready to respond, in the blink of an eye. We do have folks on call 24 hours a day and ready to respond. It just takes a little while to get them mobilized, and, hats off to the fire department, College Station Fire Department, College Station Police Department, and Public Works Department for their partnership in this and helping us control traffic and keep people at a distance, again, all so we can keep folks safe. That's the most important thing in a situation like this.
So the perimeter would have been just the intersection and the area the motel's in?
Yeah, the perimeter basically started at Texas and University. From there, it went north to Texas and Rosemary. We had all of the side streets blocked off, or the city had all of the side streets blocked off, because there are some little side streets, Jane and a couple of the others that are over there, where if you know where you're going, you can get access to Texas as an end around. And so we had those blocked off as a precaution, because we just, again, just didn't want anybody walking in there, just to be on the safe side.